producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Melissa, welcome. You're on the air. How may I help you?
Dr. Joy, a few weeks ago, you mentioned that there was an Israeli film about an Israeli prime minister. That the movie wouldn't be in regular theaters. But to look for it, and I didn't have a pencil and paper.
It's called The Last Day. I think it's called Rabin's Last Day. It's either Rabin's Last Day or The Last Day of Rabin. Let me just check and see if I've got it in here. It's terrific. I mean, it's a very upsetting movie in that the implication is very strongly that there was a conspiracy. Let's see if I can find it for you.
Okay.
I think you can get it on Netflix. When in doubt, when I mention a movie, you can usually check out IMDb and it'll tell you where you can find it. Or you can just Google it. Just trying to find it. I saw
you said, what was the first thing you said? I can check out what?
IMDb. IMDb is a great source for everything movie.
Oh, I never heard of it.
IMDb. It's a free app on your phone, and it's got everything. Okay. I'm just trying to find it. If I can't find it now, I'll wait, because, you know, it's kind of not very interesting to hear me go through my phone where I do the reviews. But what I can do is I can Google during the break. So if you can listen to the program, I'll put it up in a minute.
Okay.
All right? But I think it's either called The Last Days of of Rabin or Rabin's Last Day.
Okay, that's good enough, really.
Yeah, let me see if I can Google it. Maybe that's a quicker way of doing it.
Okay.
Sorry. All right. It really is. I mean, it's chilling. It's a documentary. Let's see. I think it's called The Last. Let's see, Last Day. See, this is what happens when I'm in a hurry, folks. Day of Rabin. Let's see if I can find it. Rabin, The Last Day. Okay, that makes me feel slightly better. It came out last year. It's 2 hours and 33 minutes. Let's see where we can get it. It's got it listed on IMDb. You can play the trailer on YouTube. It was actually released January 29th, 2016, so very recently.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Okay.
It's an Israeli fringe docudrama, political thriller. Rabin, The Last Day is the name of it.
Got it.
Okay?
Okay. Thank
Good
you
enough.
So much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Folks, know about IMDb. It's got celebrity news. It's actually got stuff about television shows as well, which is the only way I know anything about television. It's got documentaries. It's got things that are on Netflix. I think it's got HBO stuff, and it's got all the movies on it. So it's a good IMDb. Okay. All righty. You're welcome, Melissa. Rabin, The Last Day. 855-993-7569. Joe, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Well, good afternoon, Doc. How are you?
I'm well, Joe. How are you today?
Oh, I'm out here in the sun, contemplating the ideas that you put forth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a baby boomer and a flower child in the 60s. And I have been mulling around the question, is it possible for a whole generation to be in depression?
Well, that's kind of an alarming thought, isn't it? It certainly, I think they could be disillusioned. I'm not sure I would make it quite as strong as depression, but I think we were kind of the last of the idealistic generations, I think. And I think it's not all of us. It was mostly the front of the baby boomers. I think by the end of the baby boomers that they had, before us was the Eisenhower folk who were just pretty apathetic. And after us was people who thought they couldn't change the world, but we thought we could.
Right. I wonder if it had a lot to do with the fact that we didn't pay much attention to media. We weren't constantly fed this idea, that concept, this report. And I think I just got back from the States, and I talked to a lot of people. I'm naturally gregarious, you know. I love to talk to people. And I found like a despair as far as the elections coming up is concerned. Who are you going to elect? What difference does it make?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think that I've never, in my experience, both as a voter, as a psychologist, as a sociologist, as a broadcaster, as an observer, felt that the country was as, I guess despairing is a great word, of really any positive change, of being able to change the direction of the country. And it's not that we're not patriotic. I think, in fact, we are exceptionally patriotic and feel this is a country that we believe in and love deeply, and we don't know how to set it right again. I don't think we know how to find the idealism. I don't think we know how to inspire young people. We were talking yesterday about national service, which I am very much in favor of, but I don't even know how we'd get politicians to do that, because I think it would not necessarily be a very popular idea, and politicians want to be popular. I mean, they don't think about leadership. They don't think about moral imperatives. They think about popularity, getting elected, and getting rich.
Right. Well, you know, that can be an awfully daunting viewpoint for people. You were talking earlier about why people continue to smoke. And I got a feeling that there might be a touch of the lemming concept in a lot of people's minds. What difference does it make what I do?
Well, actually, Joe, statistically, boomers are the healthiest group, although healthiest on one hand, but there's another phenomenon which may, I don't know if it fits into your philosophy, but it may, in that as boomers, we are the healthiest group to ever walk the planet. We started smoking but stopped smoking. We worked out. We exercised. We stopped eating red meat to a very large extent, that we switched over from hard liquor to beer and wine, that so our alcohol intake went down, we're living longer than any group has ever lived. But if you look at the workout statistics, we're a group that worked out a lot and now is not working out very much. And I don't know if that's just because we're getting older or feel like there's not enough payoff, or the recent statistics that say that weight loss is 80% diet and 20% exercise, as opposed to, we believed at one point it was 50-50. So I don't know. I guess I would feel like, you know, if you worked out for the last 25 years, that you do things, but maybe not quite as vigorously, that we're trying to hang on to our joints. I don't know. But you're saying maybe we're just giving up, which would make me really sad. I think, if nothing else, as boomers, that we were the conscience of the country for a long time, and we were the idealism, and maybe that's our sort of second or third chapter, that's what we need to be doing again.
Well, you know, Doc, I've been fighting cancer for 20 years. I was diagnosed in 96, and I was the cancer warrior. You know, I did everything I was supposed to do. I went to operations in the States. I did just about everything I was supposed to do. And for 20 years, I was happy to be doing it because there was a future. You know, there was things to work towards.
Yep.
And I just got back not too long ago from Miami with a new, from Jacksonville, I go to Mayo Clinic, with a new diagnosis. And it really amazes me that in my mind, I'm actually considering whether it's worth going through another battle and war and, you know, the quality of life questions and the post-op, this and that, the other.
All right, look, let me put you on hold for a minute. Let's go through it together. All right?
Okay.
Katie, I'll get to you as well. Joe, hang on for me. Let's see what we can do. All right? Katie, I'll get to you on Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Average weight lost in a study was 8.3 pounds and 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm, great foods, all part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free, packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of NutriCrush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN, 866-987-THIN. Make the call, 866-987-THIN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Joe. Joe, how old are you at this moment?
I'm sorry?
How old are you?
68.
Okay.
And I wanted to say something, Doc, before you started. I've listened to you for years and years. upon your ability to incisively cut through the emotional crap and get down to the logic. To be a great, I resonate with that. I really don't want to be guided through my life by bouncing off of one emotion and going to another one.
Yeah. Yeah.
What would people say? Now, it's just, I'm not on the pity pot here today. I'm not trying to get...
No, you don't sound like you are. It sounds like you're going through a very intellectual, in some ways, process. And maybe that's, you know, it's an interesting phenomenon that you just brought to my attention in case I was going to forget it, which is that emotionally, I suspect that you're frightened and a bit discouraged and saddened, and so you're trying to make this an intellectual decision of what are the pros and what are the cons. But Joe, maybe there's a different way of looking at this whole thing, which is getting us back to what you first started talking about of what is there in your life that feels undone? What is there that would make you feel a sense of accomplishment? Not going backward, but going forward. And I think that may influence your decision of what's the cost-benefit ratio. If you... Go ahead.
I was going to say it's interesting you bring that because the only real common denominator of my life since I've been playing cancer games has been survival. You know, if I survived, mm-hmm. I won. If I didn't survive, well, yeah. Who cared, you know?
Yeah.
I have a couple of former wives. I have three beautiful children that are all adults now. And this has been no easy. I'm the sympathy here, but there's been a lot of changes in this fight with cancer. Pieces and parts taken away and yeah. New regimens that you have to follow. And I'm just wondering whether, you know, it's a part of me, and I'm not really trying to give up, but I'm wondering at my age whether it wouldn't be better to just try to enjoy the rest of life as it is, rather than going into a new battle with the, you know...
I hear what you're saying. But I think that decision is going to be informed by, first of all, obviously you're a smart guy, and you've had 20 years to learn the lingo. So if I were in your shoes, I'd want to know two different sets of data. I get maybe three. I always start with two and always end up with three. You know that. All right. The number one is, what are the consequences if you do nothing? What's your favorite doctors that you think, not because your favorite because they're nice, but favorite because they're the most honest and the bravest? What's their best guess about time, situation, pain, clarity, those kinds of things? So I think that's one set of data you need to know, and somebody should be able to tell you that. They're going to resist it because they don't want to be wrong and they don't want to be depressive, but you should be able to get at least a ballpark estimate of, are we talking 6 months? Are we talking 6 years? Are we talking pain? Are we talking just getting foggy? You know, what am I? So if I do nothing, what am I? Essentially, what's the scenario? Not even worst or best case. What's the scenario? That's number one. Number two, if I do heroic measures, what does that mean? What does that mean in terms of time? What does that mean in terms of hospitalization? What does that mean in terms of prognosis, of percentage of, you know, lifestyle issues, percentage of remission or cure, whatever? And then number three is, what are my options in between? What if I are there partial measures that are less invasive or experimental? Or so I think, and that's medical data that someone's very likely going to have to help you with. Then there's category two, which says what I was talking about, and I think you've already to a certain extent identified something, which is political process of, I'm one of those people who believed and was idealistic, and maybe you do a TED talk, or maybe you teach at a seminar, or maybe you go to the local high schools, or maybe you lead you work for one of the political parties. But so one is data that you need, and you're going to have to make an informed decision, and no one can make it for you. But I don't think, it sounds to me at this moment, you don't have enough data. it's almost like pin the tail on the donkey. Well, you know, is it going to hurt? You need more data. You can't make an informed decision until you know what happens if I do nothing, what happens if I do extreme measures, and what are my options in between. And then there's that whole other set, which is not identical, but is going to influence, once you have that data, what do I do now? If, for example, I could have 6 months of pain-free, cogent life, what would I do with it? And that would make me happy. And at the end of that 6 months of pain-free, cogent life, what are my options? They may not be surgical. They may be pharmaceutical. They may be medical marijuana. They may be a Brompton mixture. They may be a pain clinic. They may be hospice. But at this moment, I'm sure having the crappy diagnosis after 20 years of, you know, I fought the good fight. Is there any more fight to fight? I don't think you know the answer right now because I don't think you have the data. So get the data.
You're spot on to where my current situation is. I just, you know, my oncologist is a surgeon, so naturally his response is, let's cut it out.
Yep.
And, you know, they've done a lot of cutting.
Go get someone who's an oncologist who's not a surgeon. Go get somebody who call somebody else who has a similar cancer, or call up a teaching hospital. Ask whether or not their experimental programs. Get more data. And for the last 20 years, you've had a perfectly reasonable belief and dependence and adherence to your oncologist, because they've kept you alive for 20 years. They're now saying, things have changed. Things have changed. You need now to decide, because quality of life, options, percentages. And I'll tell you one of the things I've found invaluable, not only having gone to medical school, but dealing with healthcare professionals, of saying, what would you do if it was you? And it's amazing how often people don't use that really simple formula, or if it was your mom or your brother or your son. And I guarantee you what will happen is whomever you're talking to will be drawn up short, because they're not thinking about it like that. They're thinking about you as the patient, or the cancer, or the kidney, or the tumor. Say, if it were you, what would you do and why? And you'll get a completely, and I guarantee you, they will not have a glib answer because they don't think of it like that.
Right. Well, okay? You did what you always do, Doc. You gave me a new direction that gives me a lot more, you know, a lot more positive
options. Absolutely. All right. Joe, call me back if you need me, all right?
Well, you know, Doc, I've had 3 friends die of cancer in the last 2 weeks. And that's got the situation a bit more stirred up than
but
it
honey,
was.
My darling, Joe, none of them were you. You hang in there. Call me back. Katie, you'll be next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Katie, thank you so much for being patient for me. How am I to help you?
Hello.
Hi, Katie.
Hi. How are you today?
I'm good. How am I to help you, Cookie?
Well, recently, I discovered that my fiancé is bisexual. And possibly addicted to porn or has a pretty regular online porn habit.
Okay, before we get into the thing deeper, let me just back you up and get a little information from you. How long have the two of you been engaged?
Just under a year. We've been together for about 5 years.
Okay.
We've known each other for about 20 years.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 48.
How old's he?
He's also 48.
Have either of you been married?
He has. I have not.
Okay. How'd you find out he was bisexual?
Well, he ended up admitting it after I found some things on his computer, which I had permission to use. I wasn't snooping.
Okay.
And the caveat of this whole thing was that I never, ever felt like I had to be distrustful of him.
Okay.
Until I was using his computer and he left something open. I saw it, which then, of course, did lead me to snoop, which I didn't feel great about, but I'm glad I did because I saw some things I probably don't ever want to see again. However, it did lead to some pretty honest conversations.
How long ago did you discover this?
Just a few weeks ago, about maybe 2 months.
And what did you say to him, and how did he respond?
Well, of course, at first he denied it, and then after a couple of days, he came to me and said that he'd been having these feelings for a while and that nothing had happened since he was in his 20s, but he has been thinking more and more about wanting something to happen.
When we say wanting something to happen, we're talking about sex with men.
Well, yeah, but more like swinging group sex with me involved.
Well, that's a whole different ballgame, literally and figuratively. Okay, so when you say bisexual, bisexual usually means, at least in my understanding, wanting to have sex with either men or women.
Well, he would like to have sex with men.
Okay. Where do
In the context of a threesome with me.
So you would have you and another man and your fiancé, but he would be having sex with both you and the other man?
Yes.
Would the other man be having sex with you?
Yes.
All right. What did you say to him, and what did he say back?
We had a long conversation about that, and I said, I don't know. You know, I don't know how I feel about this.
Okay. Well, there are three separate issues. One is him having. Pardon?
There feels like there's a lot of issues that I knew like I was going to have to deal with. I feel like I was just sideswiped by all of this.
Okay, look, let's go through it one at a time, okay? One is him having sex with men. One is you having sex outside of with a man. The third is having three people, having a threesome. So, and those are three separate issues. Are you thinking about, when you say fiancé, are you thinking about marrying this guy?
Well, I was.
When were you planning to get married?
Within the next, you know, year or two. I'm in the process of being, switching.
All right, let me ask you a question, just between the two of us. You've known him for 20 years. You've been dating him for 5. You've been engaged to him for a year. At 48, why the delay? Why haven't the two of you just gone and gotten married?
You know, it's never been something that I ever wanted, and it's been me mostly that has kind of, then, I don't know. I like my freedom a little bit. I like to travel and do things. So
the two of you live together?
Nervous. We do.
How long have you been living together?
Maybe about 3 years. Just over 3 years.
Does that work for you or not work for you?
It's worked for me because I've been able to do what I, as far as like traveling and such. It's not held me back from that. And working and
who makes more money?
The life that I wanted. He makes more.
Does he support, what's the financial arrangement between the two of you?
Oh, we split everything. I'm financially independent of him.
Okay.
But he makes more money than I do.
What does your sex life look like? You don't have to get graphic with me. How often do you have sex, and is the sex okay? What's the situation here?
It was great. I mean, it's good. And yes, probably, 4 to 5 times a week.
All right. So
it's adventurous. We'll say that.
Not, what does adventurous mean in this particular context?
Maybe a little bit of, I guess, what you would call maybe a little kinky stuff. No other people or anything like that.
Okay. And that's okay for you?
Yeah, that's fine for me.
Okay. All right. What's your question to me?
You know, I guess I'm not, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of things that I don't know, and I've been very confused by all of this.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it feels like, I don't know.
Let me walk you through some of it that I think we need to sort of acknowledge.
Okay.
I don't think it was accidental that you found it. I think he wanted you to find it, number one. My guess is if you look back over the relationship, that there have probably been hints or implications or something. Because this isn't a new thing. Okay? I think from his standpoint, and which is a little tricky because, you know, I'm having to interpret his motivations and his thoughts third hand, is I think he wants to have it all. He wants to have a traditional marriage. How long was he married?
8 years.
How long ago?
7 years ago.
How many?
About 7 years ago they got divorced.
Okay, so he got married in his mid-30s. Did they have children?
Yeah.
Do you know why they divorced?
Apparently she wanted to divorce.
But you don't know why?
Well, okay. I know what he says, but now I'm...
Yeah, exactly. Okay,
so,
all right, let's figure out what we can kind of surmise at this moment. Number one... I don't think it was accidental. I think he wanted you to find this. Number two, I think what he's saying to you is that the issue of a threesome is not going to go away. And to be quite honest, I think he's using the issue of a threesome because I think he probably loves you. And he wants the social, what's the word I want? The social status of being in a traditional marriage, but he's also telling you that, and you know, who he fantasizes when he's making love to you, I think is nearly irrelevant. I don't think anybody has to divulge that, but he's telling you the older he gets, the more likely it is that he's going to experiment with a man. I think the idea of a threesome is probably much more so it gives him permission to literally have his cake and eat it too, to be in a traditional heterosexual relationship and be able to have sex with men. I would guess that, so the idea of marriage vows and fidelity, my guess is if you say to him, I don't think you have to say it to him, I think you can ask him, of what does marriage vows and fidelity mean in this context?
Well, I kind of posed that question to him in a different context. I basically said, what does that mean for our relationship? Are we now swingers? Are we now going to be polyamorous?
Well, it's a completely different question than I'm suggesting you ask him. What was his answer?
He told me that he wants to be in a relationship in marriage with me. And if I'm not on board with any of this, that it's not okay with him. He would prefer not to do it and keep our relationship, and that he will keep it as a fantasy. Now,
all right, I'll tell you what. Wait a minute, hang on. We got music, so I want you to finish your thought and ask him, and ask you just, you know, what do you believe him and what you're about to tell me. So hold the thought. I'll be right back to you. 855-993-7569, Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy.
For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're talking with the son of a troubled Katie, who's found out fairly recently that her fiancé views himself as bisexual and has suggested a threesome with another man, being the third party. Katie, you were about to tell me something when we had to take a break. What was that?
I was just going to say that we were talking about how I felt about all of this and what kind of, the relationship would look like. I don't really know. It's not really ever been something that I've even thought about. And having waited this long to even consider getting married, it's kind of thrown a lot of how I view relationships, and especially having someone that I trusted, more than I've ever trusted anybody else before, have all this come up. it's been.
Let's go back to the issue of trust for just a second, because I think that may become somewhat of a red herring, to be quite honest. Do you think he's had sex with men?
I don't believe that he has had physical contact. He has told me that the idea of just being a man on man is not something that turns him on.
I have no idea what that means in this context. Do you?
This is why I think my brain spins so much.
Yeah, that makes no sense. I think you're just going to have to take that out of the mix because it just doesn't. That doesn't make any sense. Okay, look, the issue, let me just take this, the issue about pornography, I think, is again, a red herring, except that when he looks at porn, it sounds like with men. So saying, well, the idea of man-on-man doesn't appeal to me, nonsense, that's the porn he's looking at. Do would I hold him responsible for pornography? Men and women just look at pornography so differently that it's hard. It's just one of those things that I think we have to accept, that most women think it's insulting and dehumanizing and somehow undermines their relationship. And most men think, oh, what's the big deal? You know, no body fluids exchanged, that most men have been single at least part of their life and better self-abuse than other abuse. They masturbate to it. I think the issue here is not pornography. The issue is that it's pornography having to deal with men on men.
I don't actually view pornography as, I don't really, what bothers me more about the pornography is that it's an everyday habit. It's not a,
okay, here's,
it's not just man on man. There's a, you know, so really the online porn thing, whatever, if you have some weird fantasy that you need to fulfill by watching porn, that's
well, but, all right, but the question is, all right, but would you be willing to have more sex with him than you're having?
Sure.
Okay.
But I don't want, you know, other people involved.
Fair enough.
At this
okay.
point in my life.
Got it. All right, Katie, here's what I think you need to do. Instead of being reactive, I think what you need to do is figure out what makes sense to you. And it would seem to me that we go down a very clear path. Number one, of saying that if we're to have a sexual relationship that I can trust, that I can feel comfortable with, not trusting you, but trust that you're thinking about me, that you're interested in me, that I turn you on, I want you to, for the next month, to make me a solemn promise, and I'm not going to check up on you. This has to be you being responsible and disciplined and honest and righteous, no porn at all. Because that'll give him some idea, too, about the place that pornography plays in his life. So that's number one. Number two, that our sex life is something that both of us invest in, that we talk about it, that you see what happens when there's no porn outlet, there's only me, and how you feel about that. Number three, I think if I were in your shoes, and it's a little tricky, but I would be tempted to say, look, we've known each other for 20 years. We've been friends for 20 years. We've been dating for 5 years. I will love you till my dying day. I don't want to be the shackle in your relationship. I don't want to be the one that says you have to deny this part of yourself. I don't know how I can deal with a partner that I think is either fantasizing about not only another person, but a different sex when he's having sex with me, that I have to worry if I don't know where you are, that you may be having sex with a man. I don't want to have to worry about the physical, the physical danger of you having sex with a man. We've been friends. You need to think about, number one, no porn for a month, investing in our sex life, and what would it be like for you if you never did porn again, and if you never, till your dying day, or as long as you're with me, had sex with a man. Because I don't want to be the one that makes you unhappy, or the one that feels I have to check up on you, or the one that you have to sneak around behind. So put it on him. Because he's put it all on you of saying, well, okay, are you willing to indulge me? It sounds like the answer is, not really, and I need to know where the parameters are. If he says, I can't do that, then you have more data to make the decision that says yes or no. But at this moment, put it back on him. Can you give up porn for a month? Can you invest in our sex life? What would it feel like for you to never have a threesome, to never have sex with a man, that I was your sex partner? And we need to look at that honestly, because I don't want to be the, you know, I don't want to be in the position you put me in.
Yeah, I think that I have taken a lot more of this on than...
Yeah, this is you need to know what the parameters are.
Yeah.
And he's made you the sort of the voice of the moral majority. That's a crappy role. You don't want to be the human sexualizer. I mean, you know, there's nothing in that for you. You're not going to trust him. He's going to resent you. You know, if you love me, what can, you know, is it going to come up every month? I mean, this is a ridiculous role. Put it back on him.
Yeah.
No porn for a month. And I need to know if that's a restriction. You're doing it because you're curious about it, that we invest in our sex life, that I'm not interested in a threesome. I'm not interested in, if you feel that you can't live the rest of your life without either a threesome or having sex with men, I need to know that. I don't want to be the one that is checking on you all the time. And I don't want to be the one that restricts you if this is really important. You need to be clear about what your priorities are. And, you know, I mean, to a certain extent, you are saying choose, but you're not saying choose yet. You're saying you need to give me more information about how important this is to you. Let me just give you a quick metaphor, which may be slightly less scary. Every once in a while, when I had a practice, I'd have people come in who were married, and one of them wanted to have a child and one of them didn't. And you can't have half a child. So what I would say is I need each of you on a scale of 0 to 10 to tell me how important your position is. And then I want you to reverse roles, because it gave both of them a chance to understand. I mean, if this is something that he's saying, well, you know, on a scale of 0 to 10, this is kind of a 3, it'd be kind of cool. Or this is a 9. Those are very different numbers. He needs to know more about his own impulses at this moment, and he needs to communicate them to you. And then you have more information on which to base the decision. Okay?
Okay.
Don't take it all on your shoulders. You don't have enough information.
Okay.
All righty, call me if you need me.
Okay.
You're welcome. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.